Hello, hello, hello.
Kommer skinkan in, sen
satt jag
då. Jag ska
lägga
pust. Hey,
take
like
two pictures, I guess, for long.
Right now we're in some beautiful mansion out in the middle of California, and I'm here with Ville from Him. How are you?
Doing fine, but suffering from a bit of a hangover.
Hangover? Did you go out last night? Did you party?
No, I went out like, I'm getting old. I went out like 2 days ago and I'm still suffering, so.
Have you been to the Rainbow Room? It's in out in Hollywood?
Yeah. Well, I've been there a couple of times, yeah, sure, and Roxy and Whiskey and all those places, so I'm used to them.
You like California?
Well, kinda. I don't like the distances.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible because I don't drive, so it's hard to get from point A to point B, but, you know, I'm kinda like managing it.
Well, at least if you get drunk, you know, you'll have like a friend to drive you home. You don't have to worry about driving, right?
Yeah, but it's also crazy that it seems that loads of people drive here drunk, so I'm not really happy with that.
Yeah.
We're super strict back in Europe, so, about that, so. I think that, you know, half the population here who go out and, you know, drive after that, if they're living in Finland, they'd be all jailed for like 20 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're enjoying recording the record out here though, right?
Yeah, kind of, you know, now the fun bits are starting to happen, you know, it's like the keyboards and like extra guitars, and soon I'm going to start doing some vocals, so. It's looking good, and we're ahead of time.
Is there anything you could tell us about the record? Like, you know, what we should expect for this one?
Actually, our bass maestro, he knows more about it because I've been partying for the couple of past days. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, actually, I don't really know. It's really confusing at this point because, you know, we're just doing a lot of different tracks. But it sounds pretty fresh.
So it's different, or is it similar?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Fresh means different, okay.
Yeah.
Different in a positive way, hopefully.
Yeah, it's like a little bit different angle for, you know, basically pretty much everything what we've done before. So, you know, I'm really happy with that.
Cool. How many tracks do you think you've recorded so far?
Well, we've done the basic tracks for about 14 songs.
And 14 songs?
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of, like, interludes and stuff like that. So, I'm not sure. I think that probably the album is going to have some different tracks here in the States and probably some different tracks in the Europe. So it's totally going to be around like 13, 14 tracks for the album.
My experience here, like just getting to know your fans or whatever, like everyone seems very super dedicated. Like I've seen so many Him tattoos, the heartogram everywhere. Like do you really like the U.S. fans? Like do you think they're different from the Europe fans or back home at all?
I'd say they're pretty enthusiastic and pretty well behaved. Which is not the case in certain parts of Europe, but
are they just as crazy? Do they have the tattoos over there too?
Well, yeah, but let's say the people here, you know, sporting our tattoos, they're a lot better looking.
have you met any of the fans? Have you hung out with anybody out here?
We met a couple, yeah, at the Rainbow and stuff like that.
Oh, so you did go to the Rainbow for sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'm always going there. It's my local.
I think, yeah, some people were like, oh, yeah, like, do you have fans following you, like, at the different places you go when you're just hanging out?
No, that was the reason why I cut my hair.
Oh, so they don't recognize you,
right? Exactly. Yeah, because Billy Idol just released his new album, so I'm kind of like the dark version of Billy Idol from now on.
Oh, cool. So what else is going on? Anything else you want to tell us about?
Well, I'm going to see Billy Idol tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard one of his tracks on 103.1 today. I don't know if you heard that one. It's, what was it? Dancing with Myself. I forgot what it's called.
That's an old track. But he just released a new album called, what the fuck is it called? Devil's Playground. And that's actually super, super return to form. It's great. Can't wait.
So you're a big fan of his? Do you like his music a lot? Then it's inspiring? Or?
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, I was musically educated during the 80s. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, that was part of my diet back in the day.
Oh, cool. So I have to ask you a question because I want to know. Because last time I saw you guys, like, you had a million cigarettes lit. I don't know how you keep them coming. Like, after every song, like, another one would come. Like, do you have somebody in the back lighting cigarettes for you? Or
No, I've just been taking some private lessons from Bill Clinton. So I never inhale.
You just kind of put it in your mouth and just blow it out just for show.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know those prank shops? You can get those fake cigarettes.
Oh, so it's a fake cigarette. Okay.
Every third.
great. Well, I think I met, who was it, Bam earlier today? Yep. This guy, like, follows you around, like, every show. Is, like, your biggest fan right now, or?
No, he's more like a cockroach. But, yeah, he's shooting and making off of the album.
Oh, cool.
So that's one of the reasons why he's here. And he's also, yeah, he's a big fan, so he's kind of like a spiritual producer for the album as well.
Cool. Do you have any like funny stories, like you guys filming, doing something random?
Can't tell you yet, otherwise we're going to spoil the surprise.
Oh, come on, just a little bit, not even anything, like anything going on here?
No, here.
You get streaking at night, I don't know.
Well, back in Finland, I ate a snake, so that was pretty cool.
You ate a snake, like, what do you mean, like alive, or was it dead already, or?
Very much alive.
Well, we'll see it later.
Okay.
That's probably good for today.
Thanks.
I'll shoot one when y'all look up.